I once tried to do a first-person shooter, like on the GameCube, while on a treadmill. Thing is, your brain eventually goes, you know what, Jason? You're strafing right. You should take a step right right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks, brain.
Welcome to episode 118 of the One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Network. It's 2015, and we're finally back from holidays, time with family, and time embracing the lovely capitalistic nature of our society. My name's Jason Lamb, your one Canadian host this week.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager, and even with the 2 weeks off for holiday, I still have yet to come up with something witty.
I'm Jonathan Ali. I'm the writer of My Two Girls on One More Castle, and I will be the styrofoam bowl of this proverbial poutine.
Poutine.
Have you ever tasted poutine, Hunter?
No.
No?
I've seen photos of it, and I am jealous.
Jeez.
No, we don't. I'm sure we have it somewhere in the States, but
yeah,
I'm just...
we'll just have to mail it to you.
Yeah,
too much of a lazy American to look for it. So
they have some in New York.
I say I've had poutine, but I've never been to Quebec, so I don't think I've had proper poutine.
You probably have.
All right, fair enough.
It's the same thing. It's the New Brunswick poutine or the Nova Scotia poutine that's different.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's where I had it as well. That's here. No, I guess I've had it then.
It's mashed potatoes. It sucks.
Oh, I've never had that. That's just weird.
I like mashed potatoes.
But that's just mashed potatoes with gravy and some cheese.
So good.
Awesome. It's like PFK, except KFC, sorry. I'm using the French term. Jeez, it starts well. It's like KFC, brown sauce on mashed potatoes, except the fat is actually cheese.
Hmm. That sounds amazing.
I think that's what it is.
That sounds like something that would be in America.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, it is. You put some, you know, like a 40 next to it and like a shotgun and then like a tractor. And you've got America right there in one little glimpse of the eye.
It should at least be at the, what's this called? Heart Attack Grill?
Yeah. That's down in, where is the Heart Attack Grill? Are those all over or just in Vegas?
I've never heard of it, so.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's in Vegas. People are known to die there.
See, it's that the kind of thing they show Canadians to
be
little Americans.
Yeah, we're showing your worst.
Of course.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
Speaking of your worst, what games have you been playing this week, guys?
So, I actually signed up for the No New Games 2015.
Nice.
Oh, great.
I found out about it from Norman Caruso. He posted something on Twitter about it. I was like, what's this? This is ridiculous. Who would do this? And then I started reading it and like the explanation as to why this is probably a good idea, especially for people like me who will be like, oh, I just happened to come up with $50. Time to go buy video games.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have to pay that bill this month. I should probably use that money to buy video games. So I'm reading it and I'm like, wow, this actually makes sense because to make a long story short, you know, it's more about the quality of the games and not the quantity. And there's rules and stuff like if you want to buy a game, you have to sell games that you already own to raise that money. You can't just take money from your paycheck to buy it or it has to be gifted to you either through an actual gift of the game or somebody gives you a gift card. So anyway, I decided like, OK, that's probably what I need to do. Like I've already got too many games that I don't play. They just sit on my shelf, and as much as that beautiful sight is, it's still kind of nerve-wracking. So I started going through all of my games, looking for like a game that I had put a ton of time in before, but for some reason just, you know, like after I was finished with it, I just put it away and I haven't touched it in years. So I actually popped in Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Kong Quest.
Okay.
And that game is awesome.
It is. It's the best of the series.
Oh, absolutely. And see, and that was hard for me to say that as a kid because I was a Nintendo Power guy. So, like, I've got all the cassettes from the Club Nintendo that they had. And one of the tapes that they sent out was about Donkey Kong Country and when Rare was working on it and before the game was released. And, like, as a kid, I was like, oh, my God, look at this game. It's amazing. 3D sprites. Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, there's, you know, playing this game. Oh, this game's great. Sequel comes out. I'm like, yeah, this is okay, but it's not Donkey Kong Country. You know, then the third one comes out. I'm like, that, still not Donkey Kong Country. And then I play it recently, and I'm like, wow, this is so much better than Donkey Kong Country. Like, I was such a stupid kid back in the day.
It's actually the... pretty much the game I play the most with my girlfriend. And it's the only one she gave me, I guess. It's the only one she's still home.
That's sweet, man.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great game, man. People say, like, there is no Donkey Kong, so it sucks. Basically, which is one of the arguments I've heard most of the time. But, I mean, Donkey Kong is just slow and bulky and...
True.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just in terms of gameplay mechanics, like, they built... on it so much to make it so much more than you like you thought it could be. Like one of the things that like the hidden barrels that just like I don't remember what level it's in, but it's like you see like just this little banana by itself and you're like, oh sweet. So like you jump it and like halfway through the jump you realize it's just a bottomless pit and you're just dead. And it's like you're cursing the developers because you're like, why would you just put this tiny little banana there and just trick me into going out there? And then like the barrel pops out of nowhere and it shoots you to a bonus barrel. And you're like, I would have never saw that if I – thank you. Thank you, Rare. I appreciate it now. You know, collecting those coins, the Kremlin coins that you actually have to use to pay to save your game. I mean, that's – I love stuff like that. Like it's so – I don't know, it's daring, I guess, because nowadays with games, like, there's checkpoints every, you know, 10 seconds where you actually have to go back to previous levels to save your game, and then if you don't have enough coins, you actually have to beat the boss again to go back to the world that you were at. Like, it seems kind of like filler, but the thought behind it of, you know, like, you got to harness your resources, and you really need to be meticulous when you're running through these levels to collect everything that's there is to be collected. And like that, I don't know, like I just don't feel that anymore when I'm playing more modern games. So and like I can appreciate it.
It's super fair also, because I think the first time you have the chance to save, it's free.
Exactly.
Every time you go back, it's 2 coins.
Right. So. Man, it's so good. I wish I had somebody to play with it now.
That's nice. I'll fly down. We'll play it together.
All right, cool.
Sweet.
I got a spare bedroom.
All right, cool. What have you been playing, Jonathan?
I've been playing, and I hate that I've been playing that because I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Suikoden 2.
Okay.
It's the latest like PSN classic that's been released.
Nice.
So it's basically a JRPG for the PS1 sequel to the first one that was also on the PS1. I don't know if you guys are very RPG guys. I don't think so, at least. Not that much. But
It's not something. It's I don't want to say I avoid them, but I definitely don't go seeking them.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
So it's still a long game, but I think Hunter, there's one thing that I know you'd like. The level up system. You don't have to grind that much because every time you move forward from dungeon to dungeon, the enemies give more X point, but it's based like on a 1,000 cycle. Every 1,000 X point, you get a level. And if you're a lower level, there's like a curve that just recently I had a guy that I picked up that was like level 3, and I was level 35. And just beating one enemy gave me 17 levels.
Nice.
So within 10 battles, I was catching up. So it's basically it's a pretty typical JRPG. You start off as some kid. Some random kid, like always.
Just some random. And let me guess. So you start off as a random kid. His family gets kidnapped, or his village burns down. And then you meet either a woman or another young man who happens to be like a magic user or a healer or something.
It's close to that. You start off.
I love it. I love it already.
You start off in the evil army, and they like file you for treason for some reason. They frame you for treason, and you end up leading like the rebel army.
Do you save your country?
to save your country. But the thing that's great about this game is that you lead up the rebel army to save the world, but you're just not like six people against 3,000. You actually build up an army like a couple of thousand people. And when you go out on quests, it's like quests that require like small groups, like recon or trying to go in the alley with that country or the other country to be the rebel. So it's got some good ideas and it does them well.
All right,
I'll say.
Well, might have to check that out then. Nice.
That does sound pretty cool.
What have you been playing, Jason?
I've been playing. Well, as I've mentioned in the podcast before, I'm building that N64 emulation machine.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going well. I've got the power switch working now. So you can power it on using the Nintendo 64 power switch, which is cool. I just got to mount the motherboard and I'm getting there. Just have to go to Home Depot.
What's your experience with this kind of stuff?
None.
Okay.
Like hardware mods?
So you're doing something that I've been wanting to do because I have a fried NES and a fried Sega Genesis, and I would love to get like a Raspberry Pi or a mini ITX board. I think that's what it's called. And make something like this, but like my knowledge of anything hardware related, you could write on a 50-cent stamp.
Fair enough.
So like I'm curious, like I've been like following your posts on like Twitter and on the One More Castle, and it's like, wow, this looks like fun.
I've got experience with computer stuff. I work IT, right? But in terms of kind of building and wiring, not so much. And by not so much, I mean none whatsoever. Other than, you know.
So you bought like the soldering iron from...
I don't even have one of those yet. I haven't had any need. But yeah, I got like a rotary tool. So I was like cutting things and... Condo smelled like burnt plastic for a while, which I'm sure was great for my health.
See, I strike wires with my feet, usually.
Yeah.
And see, I've been training that, so...
Yeah.
I've actually had less than that, and I still do with my feet.
But I've been playing on it to test it, and just when I'm bored, I decided to start a season of NHL 96 for the Genesis.
That's the good one.
That's the good one. I did some research.
Looking for a hockey game. Which one should I play?
The worst part was getting there, because going through these games, I literally downloaded full collections. So like every single Genesis game, every single Super Nintendo game, every blah, 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 blah. There are so many bloody duplicates.
Yeah.
And then you're going through you load them all in one window. You're like, okay, which Madden for which system and what year is the best one? Because I certainly don't need 10 versions of Madden.
Yeah, and then you have to deal with the Madden 95 version 1, Madden 95 version 1.1 Japan only. And it's like, come on. Nobody plays Madden over in Japan.
And then people have hacks they've added in. So there's a bunch of hacks in there and a bunch of fan translations. I'm like, I don't need Super Mario Brothers with a wall hack in Portuguese. But NHL 96 is pretty good. That's some nice arcade hockey.
Yeah, it's the one I played when I was young.
Yeah.
It's a good fight system, too.
I haven't fought with anyone yet.
What?
I don't... Yeah, no one's fought me. I've sent several people to the hospital in the game. Like, he'll check them and be like, oh, he's out for the period. And you're like, oh, okay. But I've never fought anyone.
And I think it still has, the Jets and the...
Yeah.
The North Stars?
I think North Stars are in it.
No, North Stars are gone.
The Whalers are in it.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But yeah, no, it's great. I'm kind of just even talking about it. I kind of want to just leave right now and just go play some hockey. Screw you guys.
We'll see you later.
It's been a good show.
Yeah.
So is anyone available to replace Jason, I guess?
Yeah.
Just hop in real quick. Or...
Yeah, you know.
Maybe who's who just joined?
Now, we don't want you to log off, Jason. We want to watch you play this game.
Yeah. I'll point my webcam at the monitor, the other monitor where it will be playing on.
Just a little background sexiness you got going on there.
Oh, yeah. But
other monitor.
Speaking of other background sexiness.
Oh, my God. What's that?
I don't know. I have to segue somehow.
Do you? Do
I've,
you?
I've learned from the worst.
Yes, we all have learned from the worst. For sure.
We've got a listener email discussion question.
Yay.
Yay. This is from Chris Owens. And he asks, hey guys, sorry to hear you've been short of questions recently. How about this one? Would the Metroid series be as popular as it is today if Samus was a man? Hope everyone has a great holiday season. Chris Owens. I'm going to jump right on that and say, just based on the fact that Samus is in armor the entire time, and yeah, it doesn't really, nothing to do with Samus's character has anything to do with her gender. So I don't think it affects it.
Yes and no. I think the key word there is popular.
Right.
Because I've had pretty much the same thought about, because I've played through most Metroid games. And a couple of them, it definitely affects, like, Fusion. The kind of backstory in Metroid Fusion on the Game Boy Advance that they give, it's the interaction between Samus and, I don't know who that guy is, Adam something. Let's call him that. And I don't think it'd be the same if Samus was a man. Okay. But, yeah, I agree with you. Like, Super Metroid, even if Samus was a man, it would be the same great game. Same thing for the NES one. Same thing for the Game Boy one. Maybe for the Game Boy Advance. Not for Game Boy Advance. For the GameCube, Metroid Prime. Because when you shoot, like, the plasma thing, or when they're static, you see a reflection.
Yeah.
That's, like, a small part, but it's a nice part. But, I mean, I don't think Metroid would have sold as well if people wouldn't have spread around the rumor / fact that Samus was a woman.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some people picked it up just for that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I there's no doubt on that. But, like, I don't know, for me it was, I mean, I had Metroid for the NES when I was a kid, and that game is so freaking hard that there was just no chance in hell I was ever going to beat it. And then when Super Metroid came out, like, that game really gripped me. So that was, like, you know, the first Metroid game I played from start to finish, like, and collected absolutely everything. You know, the whole 18 hours that it takes me to play that game. And because you notice that she's a woman in the intro. And I guess maybe I would just, because I was just dumb, or I just wanted to play the game. I never really thought too much about it. And it's kind of funny because, like, I haven't thought too much about, you know, the whole women in video games and how they're portrayed until, like, you know, recently, like the past couple of years when people have been like, hey, this is a problem. Like, I remember games like Dead or Alive Volleyball, you know, where there was a jiggle option. And I'm just like, that's just dumb. Why would you do that? That's silly. I mean, it's not, these girls aren't real. Why would you even go that far with it? You know, and I just, you know, I just stayed away from those games just because I thought they were dumb and childish. But I guess, I don't, to me, like, it was never that big of a deal. And then until, you know, recently, and it was like, oh, yeah, actually, this is a big deal. And, like, you know, this hasn't been handled correctly for a long time. But I don't know. And again, that's just me. So maybe it's just because I was ignorant to the entire situation. And I was just more worried about getting, like, the screw attack because you could break blocks with it while you were jumping. That's what I was really concerned about. That, you know, because I've never beaten Super Metroid 2 fast enough to even see her without her armor on. So, like, it just never was a thing to me.
Super
Metroid? I mean? Like, I just never, you know, I suck, man. Like, I'm terrible when it comes to this stuff. So.
But I think Super Metroid, like, when you beat it, it's you automatically see her in the bikini. The first, the NES one, it's you have to go pretty fast, but the SNES, the Super NES one, I don't think so. I'm not sure. Anyways, when Samus dies, you see it on the
right. Yeah. Well, again, as a kid, when that happens, it's like I don't even know what I'm looking at because it's so bright. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it's definitely helped the success of the series to continue because she is such a strong female leader. And honestly, one of the best series of video games that I personally have ever played. But I don't. To me, that just doesn't seem like it's that it's more of a recent thing than back then. Like, I think the game is a great game, and it's popular because it's got great game mechanics, yeah. and it's a compelling story, and I love sci-fi stuff, so...
But I think you've got a point that it's I think it's going to continue to be popular because Samus is a woman. And she's one of, like, a good female protagonist. So yes. it's people are going to continue talking about that just because she is, and that's going to make Metroid not only be popular, but stay popular. And stay relevant for a long time. I think.
No, that's absolutely. And if that just, I mean, at the end of the day, if that just means more games for us, I think we all win.
Yep.
Because video games.
Because video games. Oh, and I looked it up. In Super Metroid, you have to beat the game in under 3 hours to see her.
What? Super Metroid?
Yep. If you play, beat it in 3 to 5, her helmet comes off, but her face is still, like, has a different helmet on. And if you've more than 5 hours, it's just the armor.
Because I think I've never beaten it under 4.
Okay.
And I've...
Oh yeah! Look at the big man. Nah, Super Metroid under
it's
4 hours.
It's like 4:28, and that's like nice. The best time I had, which is the last time I played, and it's the one time.
Must be nice.
So, but I imagine female protagonists everywhere. So, I thought Zero was a girl for
okay, fair
maybe 14 years. Final Fantasy yeah, Tactics as a main protagonist that I thought was a girl for the first time I played. I even. Name him the name of my sister. First time I played. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. That was a good question.
It was.
Thanks, Chris Owens. And remember, you can send in your podcast email discussion questions to podcast@onemorecapsule.com. We're always happy to read them and always happy to talk about them. But it's time for a musical break. Remix by Nines from Lemmings. You can download it over at ocremix.org, and we'll have a link in the podcast page.
It's true.
That's true. We will. It's true. But now it's time for your favorite part of the show. It's the Retro Showdown.
What? Sorry.
It's the retro something.
The Retro Showdown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Retro Showdown! And boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Before we start, our last showdown winner, continuing or resurrecting his juggernautness, It was Hunter with Clue for the Super Nintendo, who narrowly beat me out by one vote with my Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Yes.
Clue 2085 is going to happen. Kickstarting it right now.
It has
Bailey is going to be so pissed that someone won with a board game video game.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't think he's ever won one. That's great.
Gold.
It makes me feel full, warm, and fuzzy inside. Clue.
So good.
So good.
So good. All right. And this week's theme, we're going to do best original Nintendo black box games that aren't Mario. So they can only be a black box game and they can't be Super Mario Brothers. So I guess shouldn't have brought Mario Hunter.
Yeah, I probably should have brought it. Damn it.
All right. So I guess I'll begin. Developed by Nintendo R&D1, this game saw you take weapons in hand and hunt down the most foul of opponents.
Oh, I get it.
Do you get it?
I get
that
it.
Okay. Foul?
Oh, no. Right.
It's Duck Hunt, guys. I brought Duck Hunt. Because when actually going through the Black Box games, I realized, hey, I think I've actually, the only other one I've played is Super Mario. No, I played Excitebike. I played Donkey Kong. Okay, I played a lot of these. But I brought Duck Hunt. It lets you shoot ducks. And it lets you shoot those clay pigeons that aren't really pigeons, they're discs.
That's true.
And actually, for the first 22 years of my life, I didn't know that clay pigeon mode existed. I thought it was just shooting ducks. It's Duck Hunt.
Wow. That's,
Jason getting the credibility in there.
Yep.
That's right. He's slapping that retro gaming-ness.
Such a retro gamer.
Right in your ear holes.
You should have read my guide.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Hunter.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, you can start.
Okay. If you were like me growing up, you had an older sibling, which meant you were always player two. Always Luigi. Always Jimmy Lee. Always unnamed Rebel Commando 2. Times were tough. But then Nintendo did something wonderful. They were created a robotic friend that would play with you. Now he's always player two, and you, the controller of your own destiny. One of my favorite games to play with Rob the robot was Gyromite. You control a professor that's trying to remove all the dynamite to prevent a big explosion. Why is there dynamite? Nobody knows. It's Gyromite.
All right.
Can you play any other game with Rob?
Stack Up.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the only two games. Where Stack Up's not really a game per se, because like the way that it works is like you're supposed to rearrange the discs in a certain pattern, and then the game's like, did he get it right? And you're like, no, not really. But, you know, we'll just say that he did because I don't want to hurt Rob's feelings so he doesn't kill me while I sleep.
You should.
All right.
Gyromite.
Jonathan.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right. You may begin.
When our friend Dustin Faber picked a team for this retro showdown, he forbid us from bringing Super Mario Bros. He did not, however, ban Mario altogether. Hence, my pick for this retro showdown is a title from the arcade classic series, Mario Bros. Like many retro gamers, I have fond memory of the original Mario Bros. Game. Navigating a static underground sewer system and getting rid of turtles, crab, bees, and avoiding fireballs. With your brother Luigi introduced for the first time, you'll be challenged and will challenge each other. The quick and efficient gameplay of Mario Bros. Allowed it to be ported multiple times as a minigame in more complete and popular games such as Super Mario Bros. Deluxe and most of the Super Mario Advance series, both games allowing competitive play through the home cable. Of course, the minigame was also present in Mario Bros. 3. In fact, many people, including myself, discovered Mario Bros. True Super Mario Bros. 3, making the two games inseparable. It's Mario Bros., or as some people know it, that minigame in Super Mario Bros. 3.
That's sad but true.
Sad but so true.
It's basically Mario Bros. 3. Basically.
Yeah.
I still remember that. figuring that out. And you're like, oh, there's like a mini game in this game. That's cool.
What is
I've
this?
I've played this before.
Yeah.
And then going out and actually picking up the cartridge for Mario Brothers. And it's like, oh, this is it? This game sucks.
Nah.
There's nothing here. There's no Goombas. There's no overworld. What's this little crab guy? Like,
but there's no water levels. There's no... I mean, it's basically the best Mario Brothers game out there. According to Pierre Gauguin, who wrote the Atari Poop column for it.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, because his word's good. Yeah, we should.
You know
Mario
what?
Mario Bros.
At least it's not Mario Clash.
I mean, it could be worse. I mean, you could only realize the game exists because, I don't know, the main accessory for it would have been introduced in Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be worse.
That would be worse. That'd be terrible.
Yeah?
That'd be a terrible game.
Be...
What are you doing, Hunter?
Sorry. Nothing.
Are you texting people?
Yeah. I'm not doing, no. You doing none of those things. Yeah, Mario Brothers. It's a boring game. It's really bad.
So, yeah, how do you like your accessory peddling game?
Oh, it's a freaking robot, Jason.
Explain Gyromite to me.
Ready to take over the world.
Yeah, what the hell is a Gyromite?
Oh, Gyromite. What isn't Gyromite? Is the question Good. You should be asking yourself. Gyromite was a platformer of sorts where you play as a professor who does not have the ability to jump or to attack whatsoever. So whatever you've learned from platforming games, just throw it out the window because there's none of that crap in Gyromite. Now, Rob is dedicated to placing his little gyros on either the left or the right pedestals, which correlate to the controller on player two, A or B. So what you do is you flash the screen a certain color. He'll pick up the gyro and place it on whatever color that correlates. Two different colors. Both colors are used to control different like pipes or pillars. So if it's a blue pillar, you tell them to move the gyro to the blue pillar or the blue pedestal, which hits like the B button on the player two controller. And then the pedestal will disappear and you can kind of walk through it and then you go back and forth. So you can time it. If you're really good, you can time it just right so that the enemies get squashed. But you also have to be careful because you can be squashed as well. Not just because there's a timer on the pedestal or anything like that, but sometimes those little gyros like are spinning so fast that they fall off. So there's a outside element to the game that you have to worry about. And it's got a robot.
This looks terrible.
Oh, it's so good. Now, if you don't have Rob the robot, which shame on you if you don't have Rob the robot. But you can still play the game with another player. It's just, you know, it's a lot easier because you're not waiting 35 seconds for Rob to pick up these tiny little gyros and gently place them on pedestals.
So you're saying this is better without the Rob accessory?
No, of course not. No.
No, I'm watching a gameplay video, and it reminds me of Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle.
Only
that's worse. That's a great game. Because you need a gimmick for it.
Is it a gimmick, though?
Is Rob it's a gimmick.
I mean, there's two games that you can use him with.
Yeah.
The robot.
I mean, I can use a Power Glove from her games.
Ouch.
I think you could use it for all of them, can't you?
I think you can use it for Duck Hunt.
Well, and I was going to say, and using the term use the Power Glove very loosely. So, I mean...
It's actually pretty good with Red Racer. It works okay.
Why? Because of the movie? Because of the wizard?
No. Honestly, I tried, like, all the games I had when I had a Power Glove, and the only one that worked remotely well was Red Racer. I got beat, like... I tried Ice Hockey. I got beat, like, 30-0. And I'm Canadian. I mean...
Yeah, that's a... So, did you lose, like, your Canadian card?
Probably.
You guys have cards?
Cards?
What?
I don't know. Yep. I don't know. Yeah, Gyromite. Super good.
Yeah.
It's Rob. How much did this cost? I can't see Rob being cheap.
No. So they, from my understanding, he was only packaged in with consoles. So in the NES console, I'm sure it was like $5.99 or something like that. $6.99.
Sounds terrible. Yeah. You know what? He's much better as a Smash Brothers character than any gaming accessory.
Yeah. So I've heard. I've heard that he's pretty good as a
Smash. Yeah, I kind of liked him.
Yeah.
Is he still in there?
Yep, still in there.
Oh.
He's my go-to.
Yeah, so lucky nobody picked the Ice Climbers, because that would have been a great argument.
Yeah, would have been a great... Yeah.
God. So you pick Duck Hunt, which there is the Duck Hunt character.
There is.
And Super Smash.
I think. Wait. Yeah?
Yeah.
And Mario's in Super Smash. Oh, so everybody's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all. See, that's all Smash Brothers is, man. It's just going back to the black box games and just saying what terrible crap. Like, I'm surprised Clue Land isn't in that.
Oh, you know what? He has a cameo.
Is he like a statuette or something?
Yeah, you can summon him. He does something stupid. Same with a couple of the black box games. You can summon them as little items,
Like assist trophies or whatever you
call them. Yeah, pretty much. Ah, Gyromite. I don't like. Okay, so. I don't know what to say about Gyromite because it's just so bad.
I mean, that's...
Like, it was designed to make parents waste money on Rob with the promise that, hey, we'll make more games that Rob will use. And then they made one other.
It's like that kind of... it kind of uses the gameplay of a lot of arcade games like Popeye or Mappy Land or all these crappy games that, you know, just... pretty much changed when Mario Bros. Came around.
Yeah, they were all definitely experimental platforming games. Like, we don't really know what we're doing yet. You know, like, I don't know what we're doing.
You know, like Lode Runner or Dig Dug or just moving around doing stuff that doesn't really change anything.
Oh, it all matters.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. All of it. All of it matters. I mean, unlike Duck Hunt, which that game, like, if you're looking for mind-numbing pseudo-entertainment, it's coming out of Duck Hunt. Like, there's a reason why Duck Hunt was packaged with two other games, because it cannot hold its own.
I mean, who has a Duck Hunt cartridge, like, all alone?
Hunter does.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Yeah. Did you say you do, too?
No, I don't. I have the triple cartridge with the power pad, which is the only accessory I kept for the Nintendo.
You know what? Duck Hunt's, it lets you use that now dead accessory, the light gun.
Okay, I thought we were going to say the Catholic TVs.
Oh. Well, see, that's the other problem too, man. Like, those Zapper games, man, they just don't work on it.
No.
Flat screens, you know? Like, it's... I mean, it's one of the reasons why I still have a tube TV is because I even have a tube TV in reserve sitting in my basement just in case if the thing breaks. Like, I'm ready.
Just so you can play Duck Hunt?
Yeah, Duck Hunt or Lethal Enforcers or House of the Dead.
Safari Hunt. You know, the good hunting game from the Sega Master System?
Oh, Safari Hunt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine actually has it built into the system. Which that took me forever to figure out how to get that running. All you have to do is turn on the system without a game in it. No idea.
Oh. Yeah, I think
powered on. I'm like, what's this? What is this?
I have just the racing game for that.
Oh, Hang On or Super Hang On?
Hang On, yeah. Super Hang On.
Yeah. I don't know, like, Duck Hunt, like, my experience with Duck Hunt was something to do after you've been brutally murdered through Super Mario Brothers, and you just need something else to do for your brain to... you know, just to switch sides. And you play that game until the graphics get so corrupted on the screen that you have no idea what you're looking at or what you're shooting at or anything like that. And you just keep pulling that trigger, man.
Yep.
Just
so
praying.
You just get up, move in front of the TV, put the light gun on the screen directly, and follow ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the other thing that every five-year-old kid did.
And Jason still does.
You know you love Duck Hunt. I do.
Yeah.
How do you play, Jason? How do you play Duck Hunt? I'm sure you don't have a TV that plays Duck Hunt. Do you shoot a light bulb? Or because that's supposed to work.
You set up one of those. You could use one of the, I guess, a Wii little the Wii sensor bar, shooting at the same IR stuff. Couldn't you?
No, because it's
something to do
with the light flash, like when you pull the trigger.
It has to be white.
This with the CRT.
It's actually a light captor.
Is it?
Mm. That's what it is. I mean, you could download it for your Wii U. I mean, that was released.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. Use the Wiimote.
I'll give you the coolest thing about Duck Hunt is controlling the ducks with the second controller.
Yeah, which was hilarious because, like, I think it comes out like every 6 or 7 years, but like it wasn't too long ago. Like it came out and everyone was like, what?
Yeah, Pop Fiction.
It's a two-player game?
It's the first time I learned about it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Same.
It's like, don't you guys read your instruction booklets? Man, it's all in there. It tells you how to do it. It's no big deal. How are you supposed to know the story unless if you read that instruction booklet?
Well, if you read an instruction booklet, like, and you're 4 years old and you don't speak English, it's pretty hard. See, that's why I know Samus was a woman, because I couldn't read any of the text, so I have to concentrate on what I was seeing. So.
No, that's... I could see the issue. Okay. It's true.
Huh. You know what I'm going to say I hate about Mario Bros? Going from Mario Brothers, like, 3 or something, where jumping on your enemies would kill them.
And now it kills you, yeah.
And now it kills you.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. Like, it's...
This isn't Mario.
That's the thing, man, because, like, the original Mario Brothers, like, it was so out of left field. Like, you kind of saw what they were trying to do, but for some reason it just wasn't working, and it was just like suddenly somebody was like, all right, you know what? We're going to take this, and we're just going to do the complete opposite of everything. So, like, stomping on enemies kills them. No, you don't die. You know, like, the collecting coins gives you, you know, more lives. You know, like, it's not just a single screen. Yeah. Like, let's make it huge. Like, it's...
Yeah. It's a world. But
collecting coins in the original, it's what makes you win, right? Or is that... No, that's the minigame.
Yeah, that's the minigame. Yeah.
I keep mixing these two up.
Just shows you which generation we're from.
no other game has jumping under enemies also, though. And it's something pretty clever, and it kind of teaches you that you can do that in Mario Brothers and every other game after it.
Yeah, with the blocks and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I mean, that's pretty clever if they thought about keeping that in because of the original arcade. Like, that's, I mean.
And the POW block. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, they really brought that back in Mario Brothers 2. That was a big thing with that.
Was it in Doki Doki Panic or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that was another thing too, is like there's so many enemy types in that game that just don't seem to exist anymore. You know, like the little creepy blue crab that's like super fast and just like that thing used to terrify me as a child because I just couldn't get away from him.
It's pretty ugly, yeah. And it's when you hit it once, it's like foaming at the mouth. And yeah, when I was a kid, I thought it was like mega thief that he had.
Yeah.
So I was super scared. But and the last one is it's kind of the bee, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a, well, was it a bee or was it like a butterfly or something? Because like it would fly up and then stop and then like fly up again.
I think it's a bee. Not sure.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Hey, it's still competitive play, like, at the same time, which is pretty cool also.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the big things from the arcade, is the majority of those games weren't. And like when you get something like that on the home console, I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah. And it's one of the first games that actually impeding someone is pretty much a better strategy than being good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If only you could play with Rob, that would have worked out just fine. Why do you scoff? More... Why are you guys scoffing?
He's the ultimate. You know what? I'm
Rob the robot.
See, I had a power glove.
Steven
before.
Ider said in our comments, Rob is the gimmick.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's the gimmick. Like he is nothing but a gimmick.
Is gimmick like a bad word?
Gimmick's a bad word.
Oh,
gimmick is bad. Nuts. He
You're
is
thinking
bad.
Of gadget, which is not a bad word.
I don't know.
I mean, I had a power glove before, and if I had a power glove and Rob, I probably would have kept the power glove and sold Rob instead of selling the power glove.
That's it's ridiculous.
And it's not even done by Nintendo, so. I mean, yeah.
What, the Power Glove?
No, it's Mattel.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No shit. I didn't know that.
Other less known fact about the Power Glove, it smells awful when it's used.
So? Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. It's got your nasty hand in it. So. Yeah, it's... I wish somebody would, like, reverse engineer that thing and make it to the point where, like, it's just, like, you know, just a couple of straps and it's super lightweight. Because I still think, even though with, like, the Wii remote and, like, it's... I don't know, like, something like that. Like, I don't know, Wolverine claws. That's all I keep coming to mind, is having Wolverine claws.
So you want,
claws.
Like, a nice, lightweight, yeah. like, useful version.
Yeah, because, like, just something
the glove
that,
itself isn't, you know, bad. It's the whole, like, ultrasonic setup around the TV that's just awful. Because you have, like, huge tubes
and sensors and stuff.
Keeps falling off. So you have to tape it to your TV.
So if we made it wireless...
Yeah, you can make it Bluetooth.
Yeah. And maybe instead of a glove, it's like a sheath. So you just kind of strap it on your arm instead of like this horrible, awkward glove.
That'd be cool. Just like the, make it medieval looking too. Mm. With Wolverine claws on the end of it. It's got to have Wolverine claws.
You know the sad thing is? You could probably do this with the Kinect.
Yeah. The power gauntlet.
Then it could like detect your fingers and everything as well.
That'd be amazing.
Someone did that like with the, what is it? The guy that managed to control the Master Hand in the Super Smash Melee?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like you could play as Master Hand with that. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Somebody get Nintendo on the phone. Who's got some? Whose uncle works at Nintendo? Let's get this taken care of. The Power Gauntlet. Yeah. Oh, God. It's delicious.
I'm really trying to find something cool to do with Rob, but I'm having a hard time.
Everything. Because Rob's... You could come to your tea party... You could read him a book.
What if the NES Rob could be the Rob Amiibo?
Yeah.
Play by itself.
Yeah.
Nah, because then he'd walk into the room and be like, oh, Rob, you're playing with yourself again? Come on, man.
That'd be awkward.
God.
Pumping the Roomba. And,
Sorry. I was bored.
Does Rob talk?
Love me.
No, man. No? Come on.
Does he make any noise?
Okay. No, yeah, like the whizzing noise of those gears like cranking together, trying to move his ginormous body of plastic.
Do you plug it? You plug it in the console though, right?
It's no. You have to.
I mean, it's not wireless. I mean, it's 1985.
No,
I don't think it even acts. It acts independent of the actual console, doesn't it?
Yeah, you just plug him into. No, it's you don't plug him into the wall either. It's like 5C batteries. The size of batteries that nobody ever has, you know, C batteries. That's just ridiculous. He does just C.
So it's expensive to play.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because he'll crush those batteries in like an hour and a half.
I don't want to root for Jason, but it's I guess getting 5C batteries is pretty much the same price as getting an old tube TV that you can play Duck Hunt with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. That's
Yeah, I'd rather have the tube TV and Duck Hunt than...
Because, I mean, to get those C batteries, you'd have to build a time machine to go back in the past when they still made them.
No, actually you buy them. Yeah, my girlfriend has an elliptical machine that uses C batteries.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What
the hell? I haven't seen a C battery in...
20 years?
Yeah.
Haven't you been to Costco?
Yeah, I don't think we... I haven't seen them there.
Really?
I was just at Costco.
Is it C or is it D? I get confused with her bra cup size. So.
Whoa.
Me too. I haven't even seen D batteries in a while. Damn it. I'm going to have to go search.
No, D batteries are at Costco.
Yeah. That's what you need to do, Jason. You walk into Costco and be like, excuse me, sir, could you please show me where the D batteries are?
I'm looking for the D. Yeah.
I need to run my Rob again.
I need to find my C cell batteries, please.
Jesus.
Good times.
Wow. Yeah, Rob sucks.
Man, if you go looking for C batteries for Rob, someone's going to think and direct you to a sex shop. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. I'm looking for C batteries for my Rob. Yeah.
Yeah, you're Rob. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's R.O.B. It's an algorithm or that's not what its word is. What's the word?
Robotic orgasm?
What? No, that's not. That's
Rob?
It's absolutely terrible. I don't want anything to do with this.
No?
No.
Okay. Hey, we haven't talked about poop yet. So.
Oh, you had to blow it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just had to blow it.
Speaking of shit.
Oh, good God.
Final arguments. Hunter, why should people vote for gimmicky accessory game number one?
Son of a... You should vote for Gyromites because Nintendo had the stones to step out and be apart from everybody else and say, this is not a game console because of the crash. This is a toy because we got a giant robot. Check it out. His name's Rob. He's terrible. But you are going to love him. And that's exactly what we did. We loved him.
Right. Jonathan, why should people vote for Mario Brothers the minigame?
Because it's actually, it's the minigame. So a vote for Mario Brothers is a vote for Super Mario Brothers 3, basically.
Oh,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
That's low. That's sneaky.
It's low, man.
It's genius. That's
true, though. It's true.
I wish I did it.
Oh, and that used to be such a pain in the ass. Like, if you're playing with somebody and you're like, oh, wow, I'm going to go get this whistle. And then they squeeze over on you and they stop you because you got to play a stupid mini game. And then you lose. And then they get to take the next turn. And then they get the whistle. Oh, God.
And you steal their stars. And their mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. I'm going to say you should vote for Duck Hunt because it's the best duck-killing simulator available on the original Nintendo.
Why does everything have to be a simulator?
I don't know. It just makes things better. More realistic?
Yeah. Realistic? They had to turn the gun orange just so it couldn't be realistic.
Stupid
gray
Americans.
And orange, one of them. Stupid Americans. Mm. All right. That's our podcast. Thanks for listening. Again, for the VG Evo Podcast Network, this is episode 118. Remember to vote. Remember to email us your discussion questions, podcast@onemorecastle.com. Jonathan, do you have any shout-outs, any self-promotion you'd like to do?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at BigJonathan91. I should get back to writing in various places, so look out for trying to build a website for myself to get for you to get to know where I'm writing right now, and check out my two guilds on One More Castle. And random shout out goes to Baby Legend because I just realized that I don't know what her name is.
It's Charlotte.
Yeah,
Charlotte. I don't know. I'm guessing Charlotte. If I don't know, it doesn't want it to be shared. So,
Baby Legend.
Baby Legend.
I just thought it was great that on Twitter he put a legend is born. And everybody's like, oh! Like, that's hilarious.
That's okay. Hunter, do you have any shout-outs, self-promotion, a good recipe for grandma's cookies?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter as well, @EricHunter. For all things me, check out ericmhunter.net. I think I've said this joke before. Grandma's recipe was Nestle Toulouse to Lowell's. I should say it. It's a joke from Friends.
Right, I know that episode.
Yeah, it was Nestle
Toulouse.
Somebody will correct me, and then it'll be an all-out Twitter war. Bring it.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter @JasonLamb. You can check out my website jasonlamb.org. There's some stuff. You can follow me making an N64 on Twitter and on One More Castle, where I'll be chronicling
whatever I do to it.
Rise to power.
Rise to power, yes. I'll be chronicling my rise to power. All right, that's episode 118. And remember, you are bad enough to rescue the president. Good night.